All right, left ventricular assist devices, the LVAD with Anand Swaminathan and Haney Malamut. These are pretty scary. I don't think we get patients with LVADs very often in our hospital. We do currently have two patients that are living in the direct area of our hospital who would come into us if there should be any problems or any need of medical attention. So we actually have in our base station, we have envelopes with the patient information and it's secured so that nobody can just go in there and look through it. But if we do get that call, they will tell us who they are. We'll pull that envelope out and then we can get their information a little bit quicker. So when they come in, we'll have more information. We'll call the appropriate people to come and help. But there's some few things that we thought that were important for the patient care. We always want to make sure that there is a person with them because usually they have a person that's trained on how to use the machine, how to change the batteries, how to care for the patient and the machine as well. So we want to make sure that that person is in the room with them.
Yeah, this isn't the time to separate the family
right.
from the patient, no matter how critical they are, no matter
let
what
them
you,
in.
Yeah, no matter what your hospital policy is. Yeah, you want them at bedside. They're going to be the most knowledgeable
exactly.
on this patient's care. And the things that we all learned when we started getting the LVAD patients, right, the important issues. You're not going to palpate a pulse.
Right.
It's a continuous stream. The blood pressure is going to be manual, and you're only going to get a mean arterial.
This is a very good case of treating your patient and not your vital signs or what you see on the monitor, because on the monitor it may look totally different. They'll be hypotensive. You won't feel a pulse. But if your patient's talking to you and perfusing and mentally perfusing with you, you know that the functioning is going well.
Right. So I think take home points, don't panic, even though inside we're all going to panic. On the outside, let's hold it together. Make sure that as we do with any other equipment, is the blinking light on, right? Is there
right.
a light on showing that there's power? Is the patient talking to you? Are they perfusing? Are all the connections good?
Right. Is the battery up and running?
Right. What are they there for?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What are they there for? And we can go ahead and treat the issues that they're there for. We can give fluids. We can give blood. We can treat AFib. We can send them to the cath lab. And if they're dead, once confirmed that they're dead, not talking to you dead and
right.
pulseless, go ahead and do CPR, right? There's some amazing saves in this. And Zach Shiner did a good retrospective, but half of the patients survived. It was only 8, but 4 died and nothing was dislodged.
Right.
We did good CPR. Patients were taken care of. They just didn't make it. But 4 survived and went home neurologically intact. So CPR is important. Taking care of these patients is important. Just take a breath. If there's anybody there to help you, get them in.
Right. Just make sure to do your good assessments, especially when it's come time for the CPR. Just make sure that you're assessing this patient is not alive. I mean, it sounds silly, but we've all seen those patients who are having CPR done on them and they're actually not needing it.
Lisa just saw this.
Well, I didn't see it. I was told a story by my husband who had come on a case and the guy was pumping on his friend's chest and the friend's like, I'm not feeling so good. And he's like, well, maybe your friend should get off your chest and stop pumping on it. So it happens. And, you know, people don't know medical stuff and that's totally okay. But we should know better. We should be able to do a good assessment.
And a reminder again, these patients get the same things everybody else gets.
Right.
And they're certainly, they can be bleeding. They can be overheated. They can be hypovolemic. They can get infections. They
GI
can get
bleed.
Clots.
They can get septic. They can get everything.
And I love the suck down syndrome,
right.
which I had not actually heard of before, right? It's like just sucking onto the valves or onto the heart chambers rather than hopefully nowhere else. But that the LVAD's actually programmed to kind of take care of that. So treat the patient. We want to maintain a MAP of 70 to 90. Too low, they're not getting perfused. Too high, it's actually damaging. Damaging the pump. So
right.
it's really important that we keep that MAP, get it even. And again, we can reverse coagulation, not reverse coagulation, but we can treat bleeding with vitamin K and FFP.
But you don't want to reverse it.
Correct.